This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome one and all to another edition of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thank you for that, whether you're tuned in at 550, the legendary voice of the Northern Plains, K-Fire, AM 1100, the patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley, KTGO 1090 radio in Tioga, booming to the Bakken, and 1460 KLTC in Dickinson as well. We're glad you're listening. When you are, whenever you are, of course, we played evenings 7 to 9 on 550 K-Fire, time shifted on different days on 1460 KLTC, so a lot of ways to listen to us, the podcast of What's On Your Mind Radio, and of course, live and on the air at this very moment. We are live at this very moment, and there's a lot of stuff to cover today on the program. We're going to chat with Pastor Rafael Cruz a little later on the program, the father of Ted Cruz, who has been in North Dakota for a few days, must have really enjoyed his time here because he clearly called his son up and said, you know, why don't you come too? And now Senator Ted Cruz will be here Saturday as part of the Republican convention. I wouldn't doubt if Donald Trump comes as well. I really wouldn't. I've said that for some time. In fact, I believe I told you weeks ago, Ted Cruz, Donald Trump, and possibly John Kasich would be a good bet to see in Fargo the first weekend in April because it's obvious. It's a lull in the rest of the, campaigning process. There's not a ton of primaries and caucuses going on right now. And, you know, it's a pretty important race here where every delegate counts. You have unbound delegates in North Dakota. This just makes good sense. I think it really does. So it doesn't surprise me one bit. And we have predicted it. And it is happening. So Ted Cruz is confirmed. Ben Carson is confirmed. Stay tuned on Donald Trump and others. If you'd like to go to the Republican Party convention, we did reach out yesterday on behalf of a few listeners who said, hey, I want to go, but I'm not a delegate. I'm not. Well, how does this work? Called Kelly Armstrong, who's the chair of the North Dakota Republican Party. He said, hey, we're working on it. Just watch the website. And they now have the availability for up to 800 people to get a weekend pass, they call it, where for $25 you can go take this in and be an observer. But you got to do it on the website, ndgop.org, ndgop.org, if you want to see any of the action. I would take it in. Quick thing, as long as we're talking about the presidential candidates, and I mentioned we'll have Pastor Cruz here in a little bit. The candidates are now waffling on their pledge to support the eventual nominee. Remember that first debate when they were asked to raise their hand? The whole idea was there, I mean, the Republican Party apparatus and all these debates and everything else with Donald Trump leading was to say, hey, Trump, now if you get in this game and raise your stature, if you will, through the platform of the Republican presidential nomination in the United States, and then don't get the prize in the end, you don't support the nominee, we're not going to do that. You have to pledge to support the nominee, otherwise you aren't part of the team. The idea being you can't lose and then say, okay, I'll be third party or I'll go be a spoiler some other way. So the pledge makes sense when the party's doing what it's doing. But you've had John Kasich and Ted Cruz recently intimate that if Donald Trump's the nominee, they wouldn't be able to support him. Ted Cruz over the weekend, after the whole thing about the accusations of an affair and spill the beans on your wife, said, makes it pretty difficult to support somebody like that and keep my pledge. Now, Donald Trump has withdrawn his pledge. You know, I'm sorry, folks. Think about this from the perspective of a, third grader. Let's pick a third grader. And what does a mom or a dad impart in the way of wisdom upon a third grader? Keep your promises, right? I mean, basic, simple thing. Golden rule. Treat others like you'd like to be treated. Those very simple things. A third grader can figure out this is a really bad idea to do this. Yet they are. So, I don't know. The other story I'd like to chat about here today and get your take on it is in the governor's race. There's a lot of chatter going on in the governor's race in political circles, and I hear a lot of this from people that are, you know, just, again, politically connected, okay? And it sort of goes like this. These would be staunch, faithful Republicans. I'm telling you, Doug Burgum, oh, man, those ads are really good. Oh, gosh, he's really making a buck. He could really be. It's coming. Wow. There's a lot of whispering going on about Doug Burgum's campaign and the ads. Okay? Now, that's all well and good, and that's sort of the political class doing that. And sometimes they're an echo chamber, and there's really not much there. And other times, you know, they're picking that up from the real world, from the grassroots, on the street, and coffee shops, and stores, and, you know, farm shops, and everything else. I want to know from you, not the chattering class, from you, the good, God-fearing, freedom-loving, Constitution-worshipping people of the great state of North Dakota, are you doing that right now? I think one of the reasons it's happening, when I say doing that, I mean, do you look at Doug Burgum's campaign and say, I don't know, there's something different here, and I think this could be successful. The punditry, if you will, again, the political class has always looked at the Burgum campaign as, you know, someone with a lot of money coming out of Fargo who, you know, has no political experience and going to throw their name in the hat. A little leery of it, a little worried about it, but really dismissive of it. Not a chance. No way, no how. And the danger to them, that being the political class, it is if you, you know, again, folks in the real world start going, I kind of like this guy. I could vote for him. Yeah, I mean, I like Wayne Stengem. I like what he's done. I've voted for him many times as Attorney General. But, you know, we need something a little different. We need some kind of the Donald Trump factor in the North Dakota battle, if you will. There's some of that being talked about. I just want to know if it's real. And the only way I know if it's real is to ask you. I mean, how did you initially view this idea? How do you view it now? How do you take when someone says, as Doug Burgum did yesterday, I'm not going to take a salary or a pension, issued a statement saying I'm not interested in a political career. I'm running for governor because I love North Dakota. All right? Now, contrast that with, and Manny and Todd, I want you to listen carefully if you would here. Because what? You're going to be the first individuals who get a chance to weigh in on my question here today.
Okay. Right.
So you got Doug Burgum saying, issues a statement, puts out an ad, I'm not taking a salary or a pension, and wraps it around, hey, I'm not interested in a political career, I'm running for governor because I love North Dakota, we need a governor that recognizes the financial challenges confronting our state, and so, you know what? Got to make some tough decisions on spending. I'm going to start the process with cutting my own salary. It's gone. Okay? Wayne Stengem said in response, I'm sure voters are more concerned with electing a capable, experienced governor who can effectively lead this state than one who will work for free. All right? Rick Becker, a plastic surgeon, said he couldn't even think about giving up his salary if elected governor, because he needs income to service the debt from his downtown commercial development projects, saying, I think it's nice if he has the ability to do that. If he has an adequate income that's passive, that's a nice gesture. So who got it right, in your view? Who's doing the right thing? Which of the three ideas would you support as being the right one? Todd, what would you
think? They're all cute. We still need to think bigger picture and elect the most effective governor, because neither one of these guys is moving the needle far enough to make a difference with that rhetoric either way. That said, noble, cute, give me the best governor, though.
All right, you're kind of going towards the Stengem viewpoint here that says, you know, I think folks need to be more concerned about electing a capable, experienced governor that can effectively lead the state.
But I'm not saying it because he said that or in spite of him having
that's
said
your viewpoint.
That. Just so much as, give me the best governor. All that stuff is neat rhetoric. It's rhetoric. I'm not saying it doesn't make a difference, but it doesn't make enough of a difference compared to what you'll be doing or not doing as governor.
And see, I believe it's a gimmick, so to speak, and it is rhetoric,
exactly.
And it's very political, but I'm thinking it's effective. That's why I'm asking the question. I think it will resonate with people. And people say, I like that idea. Good for him.
I'm not saying it won't resonate with people. I'm just saying with me, it's like it's not enough of a move of the needle, that's all. That doesn't mean everybody's going to think that way, though.
It's a little too cutesy. I see. All right.
There you go.
Okay, how about you, Manny? What do you think? Which one of those three do you like? Manny's got to answer the phone. We got to let him do his job. We're brought to you today by the North Dakota Oil Can program, by the way. And find out more about them at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Do like I do. Take a look at their Facebook page every now and then, and you'll find a good story or two and some things that are happening. I like that. Got a neat one today about 4th through 8th grade kids participating in the Marketplace for Kids in the North Dakota Energy Education T4, Tools, Trades, Torque, and Technology program. Isn't that cool? Yeah, marketplaceforkids.org to find out more information about it. The youth initiative, kind of a neat deal. Glad they're doing it. You can find all about it at NorthDakotaOilCan.com or the Facebook page. Richard and Fargo, when we come back, and I'm going to be out on the edge of my seat to find out which one of these ideas Manny likes, too. So that's coming up on What's On Your Mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's On Your Mind? 800-228-0550.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Board Director Mike Appert of Hazleton. Soybean basis in North Dakota has seasonal patterns that producers need to be aware of when marketing soybeans. The majority of soybeans produced in North Dakota are exported into Southeast Asia. This export program runs strong from October through about April. By the time we move into May, the South American crop is being aggressively exported. This competition causes a drop in exports from the Pacific Northwest, causing basis problems in North Dakota. The basis pattern in North Dakota is as follows. Weak at harvest, then strengthening into February, March, and weakens by May. Understanding the seasonality and basis levels for North Dakota soybeans is important to market them successfully. South America has a large crop again this year, and this will likely put downward pressure on basis by May. Be aware of this if you are storing North Dakota soybeans.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hotline ready for your calls at 800-228-0550. That's 800-228-0550. I'm University of Mary bound this afternoon because they have quite an event going on out there. As a matter of fact, there are folks coming in from all over to take this in, And Bishop Barron is here. Bishop Barron, if you follow any kind of social media related to folks that have some good spiritual kind of what's the word I'm looking for? I guess inspiration on the on social media. You probably know who Bishop Barron is. He's an auxiliary a bishop in Los Angeles, but he's very popular online. And so anyway, he'll be in Bismarck for an event free and open to the public. You can find out more about it at umary.edu. Starts at 4:30 this afternoon on the campus of the University of Mary. But another amazing coup, something part of their vocation jamboree that is happening there as well. So
meanwhile, you're putting even more miles on your S&S Motors Explorer there. Holy cow.
I love doing it. I love doing it.
Back in Fargo in time for the weekend, right? Especially time for Friday.
Yeah, I'll come to Fargo on Friday, then go to Tampa, Florida. Although it'll have to get wings for Tampa next week. So be down there for a little UND Friday Sioux NCAA action, so it should be great fun. Let's see here. Okay, so we have Manny to answer a question, and then we're going to get to some calls here. Because I really, 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 really want to know what you think about this. We have Pastor Cruz coming up here, too, at the bottom of the hour, but we'll continue this conversation in the 10 o'clock hour. I just want to find out if the chattering class has got it right on the governor's race, that, the campaign of Doug Burgum is resonating, that it's a race. Really, this should be David versus Goliath, right? You got Wayne Stengem, many times elected attorney general, heir apparent for the governor's race, sort of ready for it at this point, all those things. And then you have someone never run for political office before, donated to many Republican campaigns, but not a candidate for anything swooping in here. And there's a fair amount of buzz there. And I want to know if that buzz is, real, if you're feeling it. You were skeptical at first, but now you're thinking there's something here. Latest example is his offer not to take a salary or any pension because he said, we got cutting to do and financial tough times, and I'm going to start the cutting with my own salary. Okay, so that's his gesture. Manny? Is that the right approach? Or does Attorney General Wayne Stengem have it right when he says, I think the voters are more concerned with electing a capable, experienced governor that can effectively lead the state more than one that'll work for free. And then Rick Becker, the other candidate vying for the nomination, says, I got bills to pay, bucko. And so it's a nice gesture, but I didn't say
bucko, did he?
Well, I'm paraphrasing. Thank you for, he couldn't even think about giving up his salary if elected governor. He needs to... needs income to service the debt from his downtown commercial development projects. Who's right? Whose approach do you like there the best, man? Out of all those three.
I think ultimately you do want what's best for the state, right? I mean, if you want, the candidate who's best for the state. Now, I mean, I'm out here in Minnesota, obviously, so I would.
Yeah, you guys never elect what's best for your state, do you?
Yeah, don't get me started.
Don't overthink this too much. Just tell me which of those gestures you'd most respond to if you're picking from three candidates for a race. Which of those gestures would most resonate
from the
with
hip
you?
Here?
Well, I think Doug Burgum's gestures certainly very noble. I think the fact that he's saying you don't have to pay me anything. I'm just going to do what I feel is right for the state, and I'm going to serve the state, and I'll do it for free. I mean, I think it's a great gesture.
See, I think a lot of people are going to react like Manny is. And I reacted probably a little more like Todd to say, well, that's obviously a political, and something that's been used probably in many campaigns, but probably effective. Probably will. But that's why I'm trying to say I'm testing my gut on the good folks of North Dakota. So, if you're, talking about this in a pickup truck somewhere, at a kitchen table, or, at the workplace, cubicle to cubicle, or, across the fence line, whatever, I want to hear from you. Jim, on the road, on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Hello, Jim, take it away. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, the gestures from Doug is, no pay is all well and fine, but, you can't run a campaign. And when the truth isn't be told, he always tells a story that he mortgaged a family farm to get Great Plains. Well, anybody that knows anything about the Burgum Williams Enterprises, that what they paid for Great Plains wasn't even coffee break money for them. And I'm very gratified that the Burgums you know, bought Great Plains and turn it into a successful company. Don't get me wrong, but this facade that somehow he took such a gigantic risk and went out there and did this thing is absolute ballyhoo. Anybody that knows anything about the Burgum Williams family knows that that isn't even coffee break money for them, what they paid for Great Plains. So please, Doug, you know, all well, fine. There's nothing wrong with being wealthy. There's nothing wrong with doing what you've done. But honesty is a good policy.
Yeah, and don't you think, though, obviously, you're the initial investment, true, right? This little computer store downtown Fargo, and then building it into something. But, you know, there took some significant capital calls to build it into something, and it was, you know, the big win was ultimately Microsoft buying it, right? And then everybody obviously hit it big. But I wouldn't say that there was no risk as it ramped up. You don't sell something for $1 billion and not have some risk getting it to that point.
Well, no, but there wasn't there was never any risk for the Burgum family to be hurt by it. I mean, they're a wonderful family. They're very giving. I mean, you look at the NDSU, UND, Kay Burgum has given boatloads of money to both colleges. They've done a lot of good. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying they're wrong. And the reason Microsoft bought Great Plains was because Doug Burgum testified for in the Senate for that, or in the Congress for what's his name from Microsoft, I think, Gates. So I mean, you know, he did catch a lot of heat for that, because if you read the papers, you know, Microsoft was tied with there was a lot of accounting packages that were not happy when that happened. So it was Great Plains was a great thing in what they done there. But my whole point is, you just didn't really put yourself at great risk of missing a meal or anything and doing this. And I'm eternally grateful for him and all these things. But I just wish that he wouldn't try to make it sound like it was the most risky business venture that anybody's ever made, because it was not.
All right, Jim, appreciate the call. What do you think about the gesture on the salary? Who's got it right there? Well, he's gone. All right. Emailer says total gimmick, but it will probably work. See, that's again.
I mean, oh, I won't deny that it'll do some good. I mean, why is it not a bad gimmick, especially if you're running in second or third place?
Yeah, and I don't. We could probably go look and see how many places this has been done before, but I guarantee you, it's been used and probably effectively in previous, different campaigns. I would not for a nanosecond doubt any of that. Brought to you in part today by our friends, by the way, at MyPillow. They have that exclusive deal just for our listeners. We are so excited that they're willing to do that, where, you don't find this on Fox News or anywhere else. This is a deal only for our listeners. The four-for-one deal, the classic four-pack combos, $99.98. It's four pillows for $99.98. A savings of $160, two classics, and two go-anywhere pillows. If you want it, just use the promo code SCOTT at MyPillow.com. SCOTT, MyPillow.com, or call 800-506-9028. Back to more of your calls after this timeout.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming 2016 machinery auctions feature the following: a 2009 John Deere tractor, 9630, with only 960 hours, a 2012 John Deere 1890 NT 60-foot air drill, and a 2006 John Deere 9860 SDS combine. Numerous headers, tillage equipment, and an excellent lineup of semi-trucks, grain trucks, and trailers. For detailed information on these items and hundreds more, log on to Pfeiffer's.com.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We're back on What's on Your Mind. If you're wondering what's new and exciting at B-Mobile, I'd love to tell you. You already know them as the region's largest premium retailer for Verizon Wireless. That's right, Verizon, the name you know and trust for America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network. But the Samsung S7 and S7 Edge are here at B-Mobile now, packed full of one-of-a-kind features you can't live without this phone. Water-resistant features, enhanced camera for less blur, low-light picture-taking. Here's a question every smartphone owner knows the answer to. Do you need more battery life? Of course you do, right? Guess what? The Galaxy S7 and S7 Edge boast the biggest battery yet, complete with fast wireless charging. So it's pretty easy to see. That's why we want you to know this Galaxy S7 phone is for you. And B-Mobile is everywhere you are. At home, the lakes are beyond locations in Fargo, Bismarck, Detroit Lakes, Grand Forks, Thief River, Falls, Jamestown, Valley City, Wahpeton, Minot, Botno, Devil's Lake, and Williston. To find a location near you, visit bmobile.com. Connect to communicate at B-Mobile, your Verizon Wireless premium retailer. We're pleased to be joined in studio by the father of Republican presidential candidate Ted Cruz, Senator Ted Cruz, Pastor Rafael Cruz. Pastor Cruz, nice to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Scott, it's great to be with you.
And you have been barnstorming North Dakota events in Fargo and Bismarck and Jamestown and Valley City. How's it been?
It's been terrific. We've seen a lot of excitement, and actually from the questions that we got from the audience, people are really engaged. I was really, really pleased.
Now, this has to be, I would imagine, part, just a really exhilarating time when you see your son in the hunt for the prize after 17 candidates start this, and we're really down to two candidates that have a shot now, but also maybe a little nerve-wracking. I mean, all the things about affairs, the National Enquirer, and everything else. What are your emotions?
Well, you know, Scott, it is sad that the candidates have to get down to mudslinging and sleazy personal attacks. We have no relation to the truth. It's just a bunch of lies trying to distract from the real issues. But, you know, the one thing that I'm sure you have seen, the attacks, the personal attacks have been only one-sided. My son has not responded in kind even once, and he will not do so.
He said, I think it was over the weekend now, that he's rethinking the pledge to support whoever the Republican nominee is. And I see now Trump has said, you know, he's not going to honor the pledge. And so you have, you know, Senator Cruz and John Kasich sort of waffling a little bit, and Trump flat out saying, I'm not going to. What do you make of that?
Well, what Senator Cruz has said is, I will win the nomination. And actually, I feel very, very encouraged that Ted Cruz is going to win the nomination and become the next president of the United States of America. I am very, very encouraged.
So tell me how you're encouraged. Because if I look at the delegate count, I see a significant lead for Trump over Senator Cruz. And then I look at, okay, what are the remaining delegates and the time frame? And, you know, I see a little bit of a chance that Trump gets there with a majority, but not likely, right? But there's no chance that Senator Cruz, and barring some miracle, gets to the convention with the majority.
That is not true. That is really not true. If we look at the math, he can get there with the majority. But look at...
Before the convention.
Before the convention, yes.
But doesn't he have to win like 80-some plus percent of the delegates?
But that's not true, because you see, many of those states are winner-take-all. All you have to win is the majority of the vote, and you get all the delegates. So you get 100% of the delegates. You don't have to have 100% of the vote.
Okay.
You just have to have a majority in those winner-take-all states. But, you know, when you look at what's happening on the ground, when you look at what's happening in the next 30 days, you know, Wisconsin is coming up April 5th. Well, the last poll showed Ted ahead 5 points in Wisconsin, and that was before Governor Walker endorsed. California, Ted is ahead in California. We're looking up over 180 delegates in California, and that's winner-take-all by district. But I'll tell you something else, and to me this is the most encouraging of them all. A month ago, in the national polls, Ted was 21 points below Trump. In the last national poll that was put out by Fox News a couple of days ago, they were in a statistical tie. Ted was within 3 points of Trump. That means that in the last 30 days, Ted has surged 18 points. That's incredible momentum. With that momentum, I believe we're going to start seeing consecutive wins and wins and wins on the side of Ted. And, you know, you got to realize that Trump has won primarily on open primaries and open caucuses, where Democrats have altered the vote. In closed primaries, Ted has won the majority of those. So I am very, very encouraged.
So the encouragement comes from the momentum you feel right now.
Absolutely.
And you even see a path to that victory coming before the convention. And
absolutely.
And not being the circus convention that some are predicting of different ballots and votes. And
I think even if it gets to the convention floor, if no one gets the 1237, there are only two candidates that can be considered. And those are Trump and Cruz.
Well, I certainly agree with you there, because if there's, you know, even Kasich, you know, who obviously is still in the race, but is well behind in the delegate race, or somebody coming in like a, you know, Paul Ryan or whatever, it would be so obvious, you know, engineering by the party bosses, it'd be a bad idea.
Oh, absolutely. As a matter of fact, if the Republican Party nominates anyone other than Trump or Cruz, it will be the destruction of the Republican Party. They cannot totally just thwart the will of the people and all of a sudden anoint someone who maybe wasn't even in the race. That would be disastrous.
Jack in Grand Forks on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline for Rafael Cruz with us today in studio on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Jack.
Hello?
Yeah, Jack, go ahead.
Thank you for coming to North Dakota, Mr. Cruz. Your son's
great to be here.
Wonderful. Yeah, I'm glad your son is running. I'm in his camp. But, you know, I want to ask you, I'm happy you became a U.S. citizen. What do you think of the last 50 years of Cuban history? How do you surmise what's happened down there? And you can go anywhere we want with that, but thanks for coming to North Dakota, sir.
Great to be here, and I'll tell you what. First of all, I am so proud to be an American. This is my home, and this is the greatest country in the face of the earth. But what Obama has done with Cuba is disastrous. I mean, Obama is just sending an economic lifeline to the Castro brothers when that economy was in shambles after not only the USSR but Venezuela stopped helping them financially. And actually, you got to realize Cuba has been an exporter of terrorism and communism and insurrection since the very beginning, and they're still doing so, even to the point that just a year before Obama came up with this deal, there was a merchant ship from North Korea leaving Havana, was stopped in Panama, sacks of sugar in the top, weapons on the bottom, going to North Korea. They are still engaged in international terrorism.
So why is he doing it? Why is he, you know...
Well, Obama has an agenda, and it's not a good agenda for the United States of America. You know, Obama is bent on emptying Guantanamo base, and every time he releases some of those terrorists, they go join ISIS or join Al-Qaeda to kill more Americans.
Our Senator, Heidi Heitkamp, and Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar were on that trip. And they were there cheerleading the trade opportunities for, you know, North Dakota ag products, as an example. So set aside the politics of Obama and anything he's doing. What about folks that see it as an opportunity to, you know, exchange goods between them? Should they? What do you say to them?
Well, let me say this. It is very telling when Obama announced this deal with Cuba. Shortly after that, Raul Castro said, if an American company hires a Cuban worker, that salary must be paid to the Cuban government. The Cuban government would retain 92% of that money and pay the worker 8%. So all you're doing is fattening the fat cats at the top, and they will continue to exploit the Cuban people. This is disastrous.
Yeah. How about just a grower here that sends the products there?
Well,
same deal there, and how they're using the dollars?
I really don't know, but I'll tell you what. Castro is not going to acquiesce to anything the United States of America want to do. They are just going to look about at what's in it for them.
Emailer says, would you ask Pastor Cruz to comment on the illegal actions of the Supreme Court in revoking states' rights to define marriage?
Absolutely. Look, you know, if we look at Article 3 of the Constitution, Scott, Article 3 of the Constitution states that all that the Supreme Court can do is render opinions. They have no authority to create law. Only the legislative branch can make law. So what we have today is we have a bunch of judicial activists in the Supreme Court. You know, as a matter of fact, Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution is what's called the enumerated powers of Congress. If something is not described in Article 1, Section 8, the federal government's got no jurisdiction. Well, the word marriage does not appear in Article 1, Section 8. So the Supreme Court's decision on June 26, trying to redefine marriage, was unlawful and unconstitutional. And again, the Supreme Court can only render opinions. They cannot make law. And they cannot supersede the states. I mean, people have to realize the federal government didn't create the states. The states created the federal government to do only those things that could be done better in a collective manner, like protecting for the common defense.
Rafael Cruz is with us, father of Ted Cruz. He is a pastor, and your calls, questions, comments, welcome for him. Text Todd at 701-226-8503 or call the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. Back to the quest for the nomination. You have a growing amount of support for your son coming from establishment Republicans, right? And what's amazing to me is to see people who wouldn't be seen with him on the floor of the United States Senate now support him, which is, I think, a transformation of the good old boys network, if you will, in D.C., the good old boys club, understanding where the real people are out in the grassroots. Do you?
Well, I think more than that, it is they are scared to death of a Trump presidency. Although, here is the reality. If Donald Trump is a Republican nominee, Hillary Clinton will be our next president. Donald Trump cannot be elected. If we look at the polls, Donald Trump loses to Hillary by 10 points, whereas Ted Cruz wins Hillary by 11 points. 65% of the American people say they don't trust Donald Trump. They wouldn't vote for him. But the other thing is this. With Donald Trump, you have no clue where he stands on anything. He tells you, I can change. I change all the time. I can change in a minute. I think the person who said it best was Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter said, you know, between Trump and Cruz, I prefer Trump because Trump is malleable. You can make him into whatever you want.
But Cruz, that guy really believes this stuff.
You did give me chills with that. I don't want Jimmy Carter thinking they could influence anybody. I hope his time is done influencing anything to do with our government. More with Pastor Rafael Cruz, and we continue after a short break. This is What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GFI grain bins, GFI grain dryers, and GFI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GFI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Art Rosenberg is back from Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. Great resource for us here on the program. Art, welcome back.
Morning, Scott.
Let's talk about the sale of a business entity. How is that different from, say, a property sale?
A commercial property sale focuses on the location, putting a for sale sign out, and trying to drive traffic into that location, showing them why that location is the place to go.
In a property sale, obviously, you want everyone to know. But in a business sale, you want qualified buyers and be a little selective. How do you go about that?
What we work with is getting all the information together from the owner, putting that information together in a confidential business review process that we provide out to our group, our network of buyers, and through our 15 internet sites.
Speaking of internet, folks, the website, a great resource and a great connection to Art and his team, is nd.sunbeltnetwork.com or call 701-347-2727. Art, have a great day.
Thanks, Scott. You too.
Talk to you later.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with a Ladybug steam vapor system. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
For a great job, I want to tell you about some pals of mine up at the Polar Service Center, locations in Williston and Kilvier, paying up to $32 an hour. It's a great company. Largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. They build these tank trailers in Minnesota. They have 31 of the service centers that service Polar tank trailers and other brands all across the North America. And two locations are right here. And they're looking for tank trailer mechanics and service technicians right now. Great benefits package, you know, with full medical, dental, and prescription insurance, disability and life insurance, 401K, paid time off, the whole works, and up to $32 an hour. There's housing allowance, Killdeer. So call them. I'm going to give you the cell phone number for the HR man that will get you right into the system. Terry's his name at Polar Service Center, 507-696-1164. 507-696-1164. You tell them Scott sent you. All right. More of our conversation now with Rafael Cruz. Pastor Cruz has been barnstorming in North Dakota on behalf of his son. And your son is coming this weekend. Did you tell him it was you know, it was so much fun, he better come on up? Is that the deal?
Well, I think Betty Grandy had all to do with that. But he's going to be here on Saturday. He will be speaking at the convention at 1 o'clock.
And mentioned Betty Grandy. Betty's been your host for this event. And, Betty, how'd you get Senator Cruz to decide North Dakota was a good place to be?
Well, I tell you, I've been behind the scenes here working with the campaign for many, many months. And in September, I had been blessed to have Pastor Cruz come to North Dakota, and we'd spoke across the state then. And so the convention was coming up, and we have these unbound delegates. So I text the head of Cruz's campaign, who happens to be a friend of mine, and I said, "So are you going to bring me the main guy? Come on." And so he texts back just kind of a smiley. And so I knew we were in the mix. And so pretty soon I get a couple of calls from the campaign. And so we start moving. And it was just a matter of, but you don't get to say anything yet. And so the next thing I knew, I had Pastor Cruz back in my house. And he was... We call him kind of the grandpa in our house, because when he comes in, he becomes my dad. I'm taking over. I'm being one of the kids in the house, so Ted's just going to have to start sharing. But so we.
How important is North Dakota? Why do you think they're here now?
I think North Dakota is extremely important because of the fact that we have 28 unbound delegates. That's a crucial point, because as we discussed earlier. The delegate count is going to be so tight going in that those 28 unbound, whichever direction they go, could turn that last number for one of the candidates. And so North Dakota becomes extremely important. And so it is just amazing, you know, how much the Cruz camp believes in North Dakota and cares about these delegates. To bring the pastor here and spend time, we were in Fargo, Valley City, Jamestown, Bismarck, big numbers in Valley City and in Jamestown, and just great times. And so then to turn around, and now we have Ted coming, and I wouldn't be surprised if others show up. I'll just tell you.
Yeah, I've said that all along. Actually, I think because of the lull with just how the calendar works right now, plus how important 28 unbound delegates are at this point in the race.
But the Cruz camp will be bringing, I think, an excitement beyond what expectations are right now.
We said earlier, if you do want to go, they have passes that you can go. In other words, you're not a delegate and you're not planning on attending, but you want to be there. There are passes for $25. A limited number of those are selling at ndgop.org for folks that might just be a Ted Cruz fan and want to be there that aren't participating in the convention. A couple minutes left here. I do want to ask you, Pastor Cruz, if there was at any point you saw a future Senator Ted Cruz or a future President Ted Cruz as this young man was growing up?
Well, I'll tell you, Scott. He began getting involved in the political arena when he was 9 years old. I was very, very involved in the Reagan campaign in 1980. And as a matter of fact, our conversation around the dinner table all during 1980 was about why we had to get rid of the socialist progressive Jimmy Carter and replace him with a constitutional conservative like Ronald Reagan. So my son Ted got a dose of conservative politics for a whole year when he was 9 years old. But the real key was when he was 13. We introduced him to an organization called the Free Enterprise Institute. This organization created a group of five kids. They called them the Constitutional Corroborators. They hired a memory expert, and they taught these five kids, my son was one of them, to memorize the U.S. Constitution. During the next 4 years, my son Ted gave approximately
80 speeches on free market economics and the Constitution. Before my son Ted left high school, he was passionate about the Constitution, he was passionate about the Declaration, about free markets, about limited government, about the rule of law, and that passion became like fire in his bones. And you know, Scott, the reason I know that my son Ted Cruz will not compromise his principles in Washington is that fire is as alive today as it was over 30 years ago.
That might be the greatest qualification to be president of the United States. You know what I mean? I mean, I love the fact that he's clerked for some of the best of the best. I love the fact that he obviously has rock-solid conservative credentials. I don't think anybody in the race could argue that his credentials are their credentials would be better than his. But that kind of a founding to get that from such a young age, that's no small achievement. It's pretty darn neat. Thank you for coming to North Dakota. Great to meet you.
Scott, it's great to be with you. I want to encourage every person in North Dakota, go to the convention and stand behind Ted Cruz. Let's make America again that shining city on a hill to the glory of God. Thank you. God bless you. God bless America. God bless the great state of North Dakota.
Thank you, sir. More coming up on What's On Your Mind, a whole another hour. Straight ahead, folks. Don't go away.
550.
You are invited to the North Dakota Family Alliance's 2016 Faith, Family, and Freedom Dessert Banquet, Monday, April 4th in Bismarck, Tuesday, April 5th in Fargo. You won't want to miss this great evening highlighted by an inspiring message from nationally known guest speakers, the Benham Brothers. To learn more about hosting a table, underwriting opportunities, or reserving a seat, go to ndfa.org, ndfa.org. That's North Dakota Family Alliance's Faith, Family, and Freedom Dessert Banquet in Bismarck on April 4th and in Fargo on April 5th.
Western North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet. Now, Eastern North Dakota's home for Chevy, Buick, and GMC is Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. That's right, a legendary name in Western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. And coming soon, our brand new state-of-the-art showroom and service center in Valley City. You drive, we'll ride with you at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck and Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. Shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.